Zdanění části církevních restitucí, návrh komunistů.
A report on Czech television's main evening news after the lower house passed a new bill that would tax the financial compensation due to 16 churches and the Federation of Czech Jewish Communities for assets seized by the communists. In the early years of the regime, members of the Catholic Church and others suffered severe persecution. Priests were imprisoned, tortured, and in some cases killed, and almost all religious property was confiscated.
Komunisti ve sněmovně prosadili jednu z hlavních podmínek, se kterou spojili.
Since the 2012 legislation, the state has been returning churches, land and works of art valued at 2.9 billion euros. But much of what was seized after 1948, when the communists came to power, can no longer be returned. Those assets were valued in 2012 at 2.3 billion euros, a sum which will be paid out to the religious organizations annually over the next 30 years. Now it seems those payments will be subject to a 19% income tax if, as is likely, this new bill becomes law. It's the brainchild of Stanislav Grospich, an MP for the present-day Communist Party, and he told me why he'd introduced it.
Poukazujeme na to, že když se oceňoval tento.
We're merely pointing out that when this land was valued and the compensation determined, they used the price of 1.7 euros per square meter of agricultural land and 1 euro per square meter of forested land. But in reality, when dealing with cases of restitution, the Czech Statistics Office set this price for both agricultural and forested land at 29 euro cents per square meter. So it was considerably overvalued. This law won't be retroactive. It will only affect compensation paid after it comes into effect. So what's been paid out already won't be affected. But even if it comes into effect on January 1st, 2020, we reckon the inflation alone since 2012 will have amounted to around 425 million euros. So the church will still get the same amount, 2.3 billion. They'll just lose what they would have gained in inflation.
Stanislav Grospich stressed to me that he and his colleagues had no wish to punish the church. They were merely correcting a miscalculation to make it fair. That's met with a snort of derision when you speak to those on the other side of the political divide. Marian Jurečka is the deputy chairman of the Christian Democrats. He had this to say when we met shortly afterwards in the parliament canteen.
Já si myslím, že to je opravdu jako čisté politikum, ukázat svým voličům.
I think it's just pure politics. All they want to do is demonstrate to their voters, who have long been hostile to the church and religious bodies, that they're capable of punishing the church and weakening church organizations in the Czech Republic. It's quite absurd. And in the case of the Jewish community, they've been robbed three times, first by the Nazis, then by the communists, and now by the governing coalition. So I think in historical terms, it's an absolutely absurd turn of events.
Certainly the communists who prop up Prime Minister Andrej Babiš's minority coalition government threatened to bring it down if the question of taxing church restitution was not addressed. A spokeswoman for the Czech Bishops' Conference told me the bill went against the rule of law and represented a new form of confiscation. They and other religious organizations are now threatening to take the matter all the way to the Constitutional Court. Rob Cameron, DW, Prague.